Welcome to this new episode of the Chandeliers. Today we're going to be talking about when you first want to get your first car as a teenager. In the state of Illinois, you get your permit at the age of 16, and that's when most people want to drive to school or just go have fun around with friends, which is what we did. Pretty much what we're going to be talking about is recommendations on what would be a first good car, what to look for in your first car, and pretty much the reason why you want to get your first car. For starters, I would say a Toyota Camry or a Honda Civic would be, well, at least like in our generation, that would be a good first car. And nowadays, like teenagers now, I guess like what, 2008 to like 2013 is a decent year for a car, but I'll say like 2000s to 2008 was like around our age now.
My first car
Yeah.
was like a 1999 Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Yours was a,
Yeah, man.
I forgot, what, oh, the Altima, right?
Yeah, the
Oh, wait, no, the Civic.
Altima. Well, yeah. This, yeah. No, we got the Altima first. And
Oh, for
then
real?
when my sister went to college, we got the Accord. But yeah, that's what my sister used. But in high school, what I used first was the Accord because
Oh
when my
yeah,
sister was driving the Accord, something was wrong with it. So we just let her take it to
yeah,
Champaign for
I remember
what,
that.
the 2 weeks. I would say if you're just looking for a car to get to and from school, or that would be my safe recommendations, just because Hondas are really reliable, parts are cheap, there's a surplus of them depending on the model, but mainly Civics and Accords. If you want to build them, they're kind of easy to build, like to make
Yeah,
go
they have a lot
fast.
of
Aftermarket support. They have a lot of aftermarket
yeah, a
support.
lot of aftermarket support.
Yeah, I was gonna say a good first car is like any Honda or Nissan, basically.
Practically,
And
dude.
like, I don't know, it's just the most reliable car you could get.
You see it like
Cheap.
when we go in Mex when we go to Mexico, or when we did go to Mexico, like all the mini trucks mostly are Nissans since
Yeah.
smaller
Yeah.
vehicles are used over there.
I have even just like any like Maxima or Altima, like it'll be a good reliable car.
Or how about this? When you guys
What?
are older and you have kids, what do you want to give them? Are you gonna spoil them or give them like a beater car or what you doing?
Well, I'm not giving them a car at all. Like, they're. Unless I, like.
Make them work for it.
Yeah, basically. I mean, I had to work for mine. I don't know.
Practically.
I want to do the same. But if
Yeah,
I were to
and,
give them
like.
one, it would be like super, super crappy. Like Monte Carlo, like look, same thing I had.
Yeah.
Same thing I had.
I would
Oh yeah,
make
like
sure
if
it's
it,
mint,
like I
even if it's
wouldn't give
old.
them a car, but like if they needed to borrow a car to get to work while they got their money up to buy their own car, like I'll let them borrow one of my cars, you know?
Yeah.
For
But then
sure. Like
again,
I'm
you
not
gotta
gonna
make
like
sure they're on their
yeah.
finances, like they're not spending their money all stupid.
No, yeah. Like I'm not gonna
Then
go
maybe.
ahead and buy them their first car. Like
Yeah.
nah. I don't know. Also, I feel like it's just better when you work for it. You get your own first car.
Oh
Like, I feel
yeah.
like you just appreciate it so much more.
You could do
I feel like
whatever
I
you
don't
want
want
to
to
it.
my kids like that.
Yeah, and like if I bought them their first car, I feel like they wouldn't really care about it like that. Like, I mean, I don't know, who knows? Maybe they would, but like I don't know. I feel like they just wouldn't appreciate it as much. Like,
Yeah.
I don't
No, but
know.
I feel like
That feeling of getting your first car is just something different.
oh yeah. I was gonna say that if I were to give them a car, it would be like
That's what I
less
was
than
gonna say.
2,000, less like I don't know, less than 2 grand at least, or something like that. But that the reason why I would do that, especially, is also because like they're new drivers. Like you don't know if they're gonna be like good drivers or bad. Like if they got my genes, then they better be good. But like if they don't, like I don't know, man. I don't want to risk anything. So that's like a main reason why I don't want them to get like a nice car, like from me.
Yeah.
Like if they're gonna wreck it.
Something one of my band teachers always said, like he lives in Naperville, and so like, you know, it's just like a bunch of like rich kids, you know? And he was saying like there's a bunch of new drivers out there driving like huge SUVs. Like that they give them like these like huge SUVs like for their like first car, birthday, whatever, you know?
Yes,
And
sir.
he's like they're literally giving these teenagers that don't know how to drive like 2-ton killing machines, you know what I mean? Like they
That's
can
true.
do like serious damage with that. Like,
Oh, for
Yeah,
sure.
and like teenagers are reckless, like especially with no driving experience, they're gonna want to drive everywhere and speed and everything.
That's a fact. That's you when you're looking to get a first car, you gotta keep in mind reliability, because reliability and maintenance. Because if they're driving like a high-end car, one, you're gonna have to keep up with the maintenance, which is gonna be costly. And depending on the engine size, like let's say you get a V8, that's gonna waste a lot of gas. Like it would be more conventional to get a V4 or a V6, and
No, I feel like what
that's.
I'm gonna do is, I mean, this is like if I'm rich and stuff, that I won't like only give them a car, not when they graduate high school, when they graduate college.
Yeah, I feel
That's
like if they
true.
graduate college, I'd give them
That's
a
maybe
nice
the
car.
only point. That's maybe the only point when I would like actually like I ball out on them for a
Yeah.
car.
Do you mean like under their name type shit?
Well, yeah, probably, because they're gonna be adults by then, so.
Oh, yeah,
That's if they
sure.
got
They're gonna be
money like that,
adults.
obviously.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, they could be like, they're almost like their incentive.
Practically, bro.
Like,
'Cause
I
that.
would do high school, but, like, there's no need.
Yeah, like you're gonna graduate school
Yeah.
regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah, in high school, I would only let them borrow it. Pretty much like what my parents did. My dad let me borrow the Altima because he didn't want to take me to East in the morning
No, yeah, that was like the
since we had
main reason
school. Yeah. That and
why
marching
my
band,
dad.
like, they didn't want to deal with
Yeah.
that.
That's the main reason they would let me borrow a car sometimes. Just like, they're like, I'm not about to take you to school.
Go do that
Then you can drive
yourself.
it yourself. Yeah.
Yeah. Brago had great advice. Don't buy a foreign, especially a BMW.
That's how I was telling him. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. But, like, I don't know. That's why I said, like, for your first car, get like a Honda or a Nissan. Like, that's like, I don't know. Just like, get something reliable.
Reliable.
Dude,
Like, you're not gonna be making money to be modded, like, doing, like, mods on a car, you know? Like,
Yeah.
if
Like,
you're getting
you
your
want it
first
to
car, you're
get
probably
to
in high school,
basics.
you know? Unless you are making money like that in high school, which, like, good job. But, go ahead then. I don't
Pretty
know. For the
much.
average. Just person trying to get point A to point B. Definitely no reason to just drop a lot of money on a car that like you're not even gonna do much with, or be able to like keep up with it. You know what I mean?
Let's get to what to look for, I guess, in a car when you're gonna go buy it,
All right.
and
Well,
then,
when you go look. Oh, okay. Sorry.
well, yeah. Well, yeah. What was I gonna say? And then after that, we just gotta, we'll just give recommendations on price points with like the mileage
Yeah.
and like how they're treated. But what were you gonna say?
All right, I was gonna say when you're looking at a car, like the three biggest things is like, or like obviously like you're gonna see if it's damaged or not, but like the biggest thing is like checking under for rust, because if
Oh
it's rusty, like that just brings the value
yeah. A bunch
down
of
so
problems.
much.
Oh,
Like
for
you're,
sure.
the
You'll be
car is
working on that
basically
nonstop.
like a shell at that point. It's just a car, like you know. And then mileage for sure is one of the probably the biggest thing. And
What
then
mileage would you say is a good mileage? Personally, I said, also depending on the year, if it's like what, like 90s to like and like 2000s to like 2010,
yeah.
I would say stick to like at most 150K miles,
Yeah,
especially if you're gonna keep it for a minute.
I was gonna say for first car, 150 and under, if possible, keep it under 100. Like that'll be a super hard car to find, but there's definitely cars out there that
It's
randomly
possible. You
like
gotta look for
it'll be like some old people that like just don't need a car anymore,
it.
you know what I mean? Like
Yeah.
my dad bought a $1,000 car off of this old couple just 'cause like they literally can't drive anymore. They sold it for 1,000 and it had like it was barely about to hit 100,000 miles. And like they sold it for 1,000 just because they're like they have money, they don't need money like that. So they're just like, we're just trying to get rid of it. Like we don't want it in our driveway. Like there's always gonna be like the random story that like you'll find with a car out there like that, and it'll be a super crazy deal. So that's why also don't always just go for the first car you see.
I would recommend if you're like reading the descriptions of the posts, if any include like divorces or like newborns, people moving away, or just like, oh, like I got out of college, like this was my college car, like I don't have any use for it anymore. That's probably like the most deals you gotta hop on because they're just trying to get rid of it.
Yeah,
They're just trying to make their money back.
especially when they say they're about to have a baby, because they're trying to get rid of it ASAP to get that like SUV.
Yeah, or that van. Or that
Oh,
child support or something. I don't
yeah.
know. yeah, bro. It'd be like that. We talked about rust spots. That's like mostly
Oh
common
yeah.
in the
Yeah, I
Midwest
was gonna
since like we live
say.
in the Rust Belt.
I was gonna say another big thing, if the car, or even if it's not leather, just the interior. Because if the interior is pretty bad, like if when you eventually do want to resell it, it's gonna be pretty hard to sell with a really bad interior.
Oh,
Like
yeah.
that's one of the main things that draws people in when you want to like resell a car. If like even if the outside is a little messed up, if it's a nice interior, a lot of people are fine with that.
Because that's the 100% of the time where you're going to be spending your time in the driver's
Yeah.
seat inside with other people. You want it to be like a whole, like, your own environment.
Now, like the car I had, the what was it, Monte Carlo? Like I hated the outside, but it was so spacious, bro.
It was comfy too.
You remember,
It was a two-door.
you remember the SUV that Karan had? What was it?
He had a four
The
space. No,
Buick
not a space.
Regal, I think. Was it the Regal?
No,
No, not
it was
Regal.
the
I'm
Buick.
stupid as hell.
It was the Buick.
It's some ugly name.
Well, he had an
Yeah,
Encore.
but dude, no. It was like an older one. But dude, the inside of it was
Rendezvous,
like
the
this
Rendezvous,
Rendezvous.
the
Yes,
Rendezvous.
the Buick
He had that?
Rendezvous.
Yes,
Yeah, we had that.
but oh my God, Ronnie, when I tell you, the
Dude,
seats were
the
the
back
com that's
seats
probably,
reclined.
I think that's the comfiest back seat I've ever been in my life.
That.
Cause like yeah, the whole back seat was like a bench that reclined, and then like it was just so spacious. It was like a spaceship in there, bro. It was crazy,
Shout out,
and
Borrego.
it was an ugly car, like it was an ugly car, but it was the most comfortable car I've ever been
Yeah.
in.
Yeah, sometimes the ugliest cars
Are
have the
underrated.
best, like,
And
yeah, they're underrated.
they be having the best vibes, man.
Dude, like
And
my
best
Altima,
memories. Best
ugliest
memories.
Altima body style.
Oh.
What were you saying, Ronnie? My bad.
I don't know what I said. I said something like, all the ugliest car, but best memories. The
Oh,
best
for
memories are made in the ugliest car
sure.
as well.
For sure.
No, but for me, because I worked at a dealership, so I got my car before I worked at a dealership. But after working at a dealership, like if you're gonna buy your car from a dealership or from like just a dealership in general, you gotta look for number one, mats, because at my dealership they miss mats. Like half the cars don't even have mats. They have like one mat for the passenger, one mat for like the back, and then they're missing everything else. Like
You're
it sucks.
kidding.
It's annoying.
And we're talking
Yeah,
about used
and
cars, right?
But if you're paying for that at a dealership, you better expect them to have mats, you know?
Oh, for
Yeah,
sure.
and then if they don't have mats, you can definitely haggle the price because of that. Like, and then that's the
They
thing.
either
If you're
give
buying
you
at a
a deal or
dealership,
they'll want a
don't.
price.
That's the thing. At the dealership, don't be afraid to stand up and be like, nah. Because when they see you stand up, they're like, oh, whoa, wait. Actually, we could do this for you. You know what I mean?
For
All they
real.
want to
Like,
you
do is
gotta.
make a sale.
Yeah,
That's
you
all they
gotta,
want
like.
to do.
Yeah, you gotta like make them scared. If you show them interest right away, you're like, "Oh, I've been looking for this car everywhere. Like, I can't like no," because then they'll be like, "All right, he wants the car. We can, like, tax it hard."
Since we're talking about that topic of like, oh, you want that car? There's also the possibility that people for their first car they want to get a performance car. Like, which makes sense. I would say if you're trying to do that, definitely do your research. What I did was I joined like Facebook groups and just asked like what the common problems were, what the maintenance is, what to look out for when buying the car. Like, you'll be surprised there's a lot of people willing to help you.
Yeah, and it'll be the smallest things. Like, what I think it's like for the Dodge Neons. I don't remember which car it is, but it'll be like the slightest things. It'll be like, make sure it, like, third gear works. Like, it'll like,
Yeah.
it'll just be like the slightest things on like different cars, and it'll be like, make sure this works, and it'll be something you'd never think about.
And I guess, yeah, it's like good to know what common problems it is, because it could be costly. Like Subarus, they're known to blow head gaskets like under 100K miles, like under 50K miles even. So it all really depends on your budget.
I also say that if you really care about your car and like it's a specific car you're getting from the dealership, and it's like a performance car or something, and you really care about it, never come at night. Or no,
No,
you come at
never look at a
least.
car in the rain or at night.
Yeah, no. I was gonna say in the rain because of scratches, and the porters that wash it, like we don't clean it up at all. We just take off the stickers and that's it. So make sure to get it in the light, in the middle of the day or something with some sun, so you can see the scratches and damage and all that. And also, what was it? Yeah, don't come at night because like, we don't want to like take our time to clean it, essentially.
Makes sense.
Yeah, like we never try at night. We never try if it's raining. We never try if it's snowing. And the damage on top of that, you can't even tell if there's any damage in the rain or snow or at night.
I would say don't be ashamed of like getting like a what 80s 90s car if it's like in mint condition, low miles, like dude, one that's gonna be like for somebody that knows like what it is, depending on what car it is, in the long term, it could go up in value.
Yeah, like that car could end up being an investment. Again, it's really rare to find a car like that, but.
But if you find somebody, you know, as we said, like, oh, having a baby or something, low miles. You know, old people usually have the low miles cars.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they do.
Okay. First car, depending on where you live in. Since we live in the Midwest, I would say for sure a front wheel drive, 'cause we live
Yeah.
where it's snowy. And front wheel drive is ideal in the snow, since if you get stuck, it'll just kind of pull you out, since the front end is usually what's exposed first. But in rear wheel drive cars, it's really easy on a corner to, you know, whip the end out. How do you describe it? You know, you just lose control. Like that happened to my uncle, and that's because he had a truck and he didn't have anything in the bed. And it was on a on ramp or getting onto the highway, and it wasn't even like a at a sharp angle. It was black ice, I guess, and he just went off on the road.
That's the thing I would say too, that if you're gonna get a first car, look for it to be all-wheel drive.
Yes.
The chances are it's gonna be some like V6, V4 car that's like rear wheel, gonna suck in the snow. Not that powerful. The
Yeah, I was
all-wheel
gonna say
drive.
if you're that worried about like that, you could go for a truck.
Yeah, it's true.
SUV. Yes, sir. But
Oh
again,
yeah,
that's like if you're
that's
that
the
worried
thing.
about
I would say
snow.
if you're gonna get a first car and you're in school and you have friends and all that, get an SUV. Because if you
Yeah.
got a squad, they're not gonna fit in your little car. That's what's talked about the Monte Carlo. There wasn't a lot of space in there. Like, it was spacious, but we had like six guys that wanted to go in for a ride, you know? Which sucked.
That's true.
Oh, and I got my Infiniti. My dad was like, he really wanted to get a car right away. Like, literally, like the first car he saw, he wanted to get. And
He
I was like,
rushed
bro,
it.
let's like, yeah, I was like, chill, bro, like, I just look around. Like we went to like one dealership. We got our Lexuses before. We went to the same one, and he saw the Infiniti. He's like, let's get it, let's get it. I'm like, bro, like we can look at other places. Like, I just compare prices. He's like, no, the price is good. This and this. I'm like, okay, you're buying it, so I don't care. Your money. But what I snoozed on is I didn't check what gas it took. Like, I had
Oh, yes,
no
we gotta
clue it
talk
took
about
premium.
gas.
I took no clue it took premium. Like, I didn't know because I assumed they would be regular because I thought premium cars were like the nicer cars. I don't think like my Infiniti would be a premium car, but it was. It sucks. But luckily, I can find gas for cheap now. But you always gotta be on the lookout for that.
All right, so on the topic of gas, at least here in the Midwest, it's more common to, like the standard, I guess, across the country is 87. I don't even know if about the across the country, but the standard is 87 octane, and then you can get 91, and then what Ronnie was talking about is 93 octane, which is what the three of us run in our cars. And there is also the option of E85, which is like ethanol corn fuel, but That's only common here in the Midwest. If you go anywhere else south, it's kind of rare to see it. And what we're saying to look out for what kind of gas the car takes is because, first of all, we get our gas from, what is it called? Invigorate, which is by BP.
Amoco.
Amoco,
Oh.
Amoco.
Amoco.
And luckily, at midnight on Mondays, the premium gas is the same price as regular. So that usually, for me at least, means I get to fill up with $25, 30 at most. And it's kind of crazy to think, like, if I were to pay for premium, one, this is still like pandemic prices. It was way lower, but it's still pretty low than what it was before the pandemic. So I could easily be paying like $50 to fill up my tank, which only holds like what, 12 gallons. Which is crazy. How much do you guys pay? And how much would you pay if you paid like the regular price?
I fill with 30 with like right now, but I'm pretty sure it would fill with like a good 50, 45.
With premium, right?
Yeah. How much
With
does it take to
mine?
fill up with regular gas? Like when you first got it, or did you just always put premium?
Well, that's the thing. The price of the premium where we get it, it drops down to the price of regular, so that's how much you would
So you
pay.
never paid regular, or you never even put regular in it, right?
I might have, but it costs the same as the premium does
Yeah.
for us now, so
Yeah, for
fill up
sure.
with 30.
So I fill up with the prices that we get. If it's empty, I fill up with 35. And then if it's not regular prices, like premium prices, ooh, but I've gone up to 60, 65. It sucks, yeah. And that's why if you're not lucky like us, you don't get a Moco, whatever it's called, then.
Yeah, I'm Moco. V8, you know, Hemi, like just a huge vehicle. And it used regular gas, and it would take
You were a high school kid,
a
dude.
nice little V6 SUV, you're good. Yeah. Like
Another
a
thing that
little.
you're trying to look for is miles per gallon.
Yes, sir.
Mine only takes 14 miles per gallon, which sucks.
City and highway. Yeah, also like the distance you're driving it also matters. Is it gonna be highway miles or is it gonna be local?
Oh, and if you live in the city, do not get manual.
True. That's a lot of stopping and starting, unless you want to drive it and don't mind it. I didn't explain, like I explained E85, but the difference, I guess, is it costs less, even more, even less than regular gas. You know, regular prices, you could see it at like $1.40 from the top of my head, just which is like less than even regular gas. And what it allows for is lower compression rate in your engine, which means it'll lower the probability of your engine knocking or blowing. But what the con is with having such a cheap price and having that is the fact that it burns quicker. Like it'll allow higher horsepower and more safety for your engine, but it burns quicker. And it's commonly seen in cars that are called flex fuel. That means it can run regular gas and E85. Keep that in mind.
There's a flex fuel Chrysler Aspen, which is what I was driving.
I saw that. I saw that.
Sadly, I did not have that.
That would have been clutch.
Yeah, that would have been great. I've seen like the huge expeditions with like the flex fuel too.
Well, we talked about rust for looking at a car. Is there anything else? You know, obviously check the oil, check the tires. Yeah, I guess like ask the owner the reason that he's getting rid of the
Yeah,
car.
it's usually a good thing to ask why they're getting rid of it.
And if you did your research on the car and its common problems, ask like when at how many miles each maintenance was done. You know, you gotta, it's gonna be your car, you gotta make sure that you're making the right decision and the right choice in buying it. And something also to keep in mind, thanks to Brago for reminding me, is ask how many owners it had. If it went through multiple owners, probably had, that means it probably had more times of it being beaten. The probability of it being beaten is higher. It's better to have, ideally a single owner, but that's rare. But, the less owners the better.
On
Check the
also, if you're going
Carfax.
to a dealership, you have to, or you should look at the price, like, of the exact car you're getting on Kelley Blue Book, because apparently they have to match that price if you request it, like they le like legally or something, like they have to.
What?
Yeah, like this mechanic was telling me that he bought this BMW off of our dealership, and he came prepared with the price that was on Kelley Blue Book and all that, and he got it for like
Facts.
6,000 or something. Like, it was like stupid cheap.
I don't think that's true.
No, he knows his stuff, bro. He said something like that. Like, come prepared with it, and they'll match it. Like, they have to.
I mean, as far as the first car, reliability and your intentions with it. What do you guys think?
Yeah. I would say also. Check the oil right when you get it,
Yeah,
the
we got
calipers,
that.
brake pads, all that.
For sure, get a Honda Civic.
Yeah.
That's,
That's what
that will
sounds
last you miles, over 200K reliably.
like. It's not Altima, Honda Civic.
I would
What
say if
else
you
is
get
there?
an Altima, don't go for the 3.5s, which are the V6s, because the newer engines it has, like starting from 2000, the 2007, mine is 2008. It has CVT engines, and just with the V6, it was known to have common issues. They had hella recalls. But any CVT engine, is just like, there's newer cars that have CVT engines, but in the majority of the cars, not preferred. You'll just have more problems down the road. So yeah, I guess something fuel efficient, comfortable, that fits your needs. And do your research and just be patient. 'Cause if you're impatient, you're gonna regret it, and you're gonna see a better deal down the road. And that's a fact. Chandeliers out.